The Hackman, Jeff Leonard, always a pleasure to see him anytime at a ballpark. We've done that fantasy camp together a couple of times, and boy, I talked baseball when he was managing. I remember he came over, and I talked to him when he was managing out in Modesto. But the Hackman is here. Hackman, how are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, nice to see you. He, fans, just so you know, he's got a new job this year, a community ambassador for the San Francisco Giants, and that is Jeff Leonard. How did all this come about?
I was doing these little a few things over the years,
yeah.
You know, and it just got to the point to where you know, Mr. Alioto and Mr. Bear just got together and called me in and told me it's time to come home.
And what are some of the things you're going to do?
Well, I've already done the Fan Fest, and well, obviously I'm here.
Yeah.
I did a couple of luncheons already. I've you know, I've done Sacramento Booster Club meeting. You know, a lot of speaking engagements. Just, you know, just spreading the good news, just spreading the truth about the fact that San Francisco has the best fan base.
It does.
San Francisco Giants have the best organization, and they have a rich history and a special history in reaching out, you know, to the alumni. And we have the best ballpark. So it's like, it was a no-brainer kind of job.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm glad to see you, Hackman. Yeah, as I say, I do these shows. I never know who's going to walk by. And it's a pleasure to have you here. Spring training, the weather's beautiful. No one ever takes a bad swing. No one ever throws a bad pitch. Everyone's always in the best shape of their lives. How'd you do in spring training?
I thought I did well. I remember my first few spring trainings, I didn't have the concept down yet, you know. So, in other words, I came down here, so I had to lose a few pounds or gain a few pounds. And then when I finally got, you know, in tune with what was supposed to be happening, I always came to spring training already in shape. So that, you know, that allowed me to just to jump right into my technique, get my hands toughened up, you know, to swing the bat and so forth. So, you know, trying to lose weight and gain weight was never a problem again.
All right, so you're great. What's your greatest season for you? What's the best season you ever had in your career?
With numbers?
Or whatever, however you want to. It's okay. However you want to judge it. Yeah, by numbers or something.
I really never looked at it like that.
Okay, I'll tell you, look at it any way you want. Your best year.
Wow. I guess I really can't even answer that. Actually,
all right.
Number wise, I mean, I hit 302, I think it was, and I think like 21 home runs and 80-something RBIs. And, you know, it was funny because the 21 home runs came in 10th in the league. So back then, guys were only hitting like
32.
Exactly. Mike Smith won it with 32. So that was a special year. But, the year I made the All-Star team for the first time as a Giant, that was a special time.
All right. Well, the point of the question is this. Here we are. It's spring training. You never know what's going to be going on. And you see guys all of a sudden have tremendous seasons in spring, and then it translates into the season, the baseball season. Is there any correlation to coming down here and whacking the ball around and turning it into the season?
Well, you know, for some players, I would think that, you know, if they need help with that confidence thing, you know, having a really good spring could propel them to have a good beginning of the season. But for the most part, you know, I basically use spring training just to get my technique down, my swing down, get my approach down. It didn't matter if I hit 200 or 400 in spring training because, you know, actually it really didn't matter in that sense. So leading into the season, that's all that mattered. Is my mind ready? Yeah. Am I mentally, you know, strong enough to go?
Yeah. All right. The Hackman is here. Jeff Leonard, a community ambassador this year for the San Francisco Giants. Crook was in here before. Bruce Jenkins was on with us as well. You know, Jenks, great guy. And we had this question, and I'll give you a part of it. The fastest runner you've ever seen in baseball. And we talked about a few names of people who they suggested. I'll throw it out to you. The fastest, maybe first to third, second to home, in the outfield. Who's the fastest you remember?
I have a couple answers for that. I remember being in the minor league briefly with Kansas City, and I had a chance to see Deion Sanders. And he hit the ball in right center field. And he was running the first. You know, he was running. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it looked like he hit another gear. And he had inside the park home run. Now, our center fielder had a tremendous arm. And he had already crossed home plate when the ball was coming into the cutoff man. But anyway, in the big leagues, the fastest guy that I've seen go from home to first would have to be Bake McBride.
Ah, okay, that's a new name for us. I will tell you this, Barry Bonds picked Deion Sanders. Jenkins picked Deion Sanders as well as Willie Davis. And Krug picked Deion. Krug went on and on about Deion Sanders. He said he wouldn't even get a jump on the ball. He'd be at center field, ball be hit to the side, he wouldn't even get a jump, and he'd run it down.
Man, his legs were like, he was low flying. His legs didn't get high off the ground at all. He was like, boom.
And then he played football
on
Sunday, and he come back and played baseball on Tuesday. But like Krug says, he didn't hit many people.
No, he did not take a pounding.
Yeah. So that was, he was the fastest. Then we talked about the best sort of two-way star, baseball plus another sport, who ended up playing baseball. And we had a couple of suggestions on that one.
Well, you have to have Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that was sort of the consensus.
Yeah. Who else is there?
That's about it. Bo Jackson and Deion comes up as well from time to time. Jackie Robinson, you go way back.
I will definitely not say Michael Jordan.
No, he didn't have a good spring training.
No.
But you know something? He bought him a new bus.
Oh, is that what he did?
That's what he did. He bought the Birmingham team a new bus, and this is when DVDs were just coming out. So to go on those bus trips, he at least gave them something that they could watch movies.
That was special.
They could do that.
That was cool.
They could do that. So that's cool. What they did. But, another part of your life, which I always found fascinating, and I share it with the fans who hadn't heard it before, you're quite a dancer. You're quite a dancer. And you're in the mix. You're in the queue, so to speak, maybe for Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know about... being quite a dancer, but I do dance.
Well, to be a dad, how did all that come about in your life?
I was in the dancing part actually was like a challenge from my daughter, who is suffering from breast cancer. She loves the show and they all that, and she challenged me that I would never do that. So I took it as a personal challenge, and I way out of my comfort zone. And my wife had a fun time with that. So my wife actually got me into it. I tried it. I felt like an idiot. It kept going. It kept going. But the driving force was Christine. She actually challenged me enough to really go out there and go after it.
What's the toughest dance you have to do?
Oh, West Coast Swing by far.
That is, okay.
Yeah, West Coast Swing is the hardest dance.
But you're out of my league now. I mean, the waltz, is that out?
Well,
is the twist out?
The twist. My grandmother lived across the street from Chubby Checker.
Really?
As a matter of fact, when he made that song. Yeah, the twist and the dance, actually.
There's the twist, and it goes like this.
Yes.
Twist again, like we did last summer. Come on, I'm a man of the 60s. You know that. Hey, it's great to see you.
Great to see you.
This is fun for you doing this. Yes. I said you were down the right field line talking to people.
Yeah.
What's this particular spring been like with you? What have you been doing?
It's been excellent. I've come down. I had a wonderful time Thursday speaking to all the minor leaguers.
Oh, okay.
That was something special. It was Will Clark, Richard Rilio, Rob Nen, Randy Wynn,
nice.
and Dave Dravecki, and we had a ball over there just giving back and answering all their questions and letting them know how we did it, things to look for, things to avoid, and just things to do. But it was really good. It's a really receptive group of guys, and they were listening. Nobody was yawning. Nobody was falling asleep.
Did they ask questions?
Like, yes, they did.
Like what? What did they ask?
preparation. The difference between your physical game and your mental game.
Mm-hmm.
How did you deal with the fact that everyone in the clubhouse wants what you have? How do you cause separation? How do you differentiate yourself from the other guy who runs it?
You're fine. Go ahead.
Who runs as fast as you? Who hits as good as you, and all that? So, they asked some kind of hard questions.
Sure.
But questions that we couldn't answer. But just the fact that ball players at their young age were asking those types of questions, because those are very, very important questions, because there is a difference between your physical game and your mental game.
Yeah.
I know a lot of physically blessed players who didn't make it because they didn't have a strong mental side, you know, and controlling your emotions and so forth. So it was a real, real good time.
You know, it's funny you said that. There's something about being a player, and you're down by a run in the bottom of the ninth inning at second and third. You're up with two out. There's something that, you're dancing. He's dancing when I say that. But there's something on that mental side of life. You know that? With 45,000 people watching. And really, there's a mental toughness that has to happen.
You have to want that. I mean, it's no different than, like, you playing on the playground and, you want that last shot. There's certain players who want the ball in their hand. There's certain players who want the bat in their hand. They want to be on the mound at that time. I wanted that spot. That's just the way I was, you know, I was raised, I was brought through. That makes a difference. You have to really want that. And dream of it time and time again, you know, as a child, as a young man. You know, so that makes a big difference. So when that time comes, it's like, oh, here we go.
You got him going. He's good. He's got some dance moves here. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on. I look forward to having you on during the season.
Yes.
We've got plenty to talk about. You know that.
Yes.
But Jeff Leonard, the Hackman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, great to see you. All right, that is the Hackman. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.